Shantalabashe, Mankupulia, Mansoko, Labaaya, Lamansi, Kalabasoko, Lamansaya, Lamanse. How excellent is your name, O Mamandaya, Geendele Bebahu Sanda Labahaya, Mesonda Labaki Ana Nandiasa. We lift your name, O God. Rama sende de de bekasa. No sambiata yele ne manso. Na kantaya na 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 mansa telaba osataya. Hallowed be thy name. Aman shotola mansi. Lakela manso tolo no moshanda babaya. Kelampia kustulia manso. La paya la manse kelebianza. Paya na manso. Hallowed be thy name. Today, O God, we bless you this day. We bless you this day, our Father and our God. Hallelujah. We thank you today, Father, that you have invited us into what you have made. This is the day that you have made, and you made us. It is you that have made us, and not we ourselves. And so we are thankful. We are thankful for another day. We are thankful for life, hallelujah, and living. We are thankful for your presence, for your position in our lives today. Glory to God. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, vessels of the Most High God. I am P.I., hallelujah, Pastor Prophet Inger Hannah, from the poor, which is the place of unrestricted release. And I am so happy to be here with my covenant family sent Miami this morning as a part of their 60 for 60 initiative. And we all know that God does nothing by chance. Nothing by chance, nothing by happenstance with him. It all has a purpose. It is all connected, amen, to something that God wants to fulfill in the earth through us. And so this 60 for 60 initiative, it is really a conditioning. It is a call into a deeper connection with our God, our Father, our King, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, amen, our friend, our everything. It is really an opportunity and a call for us to come in into a deeper place of connection, a deeper place of intimacy, and a deeper place of abiding. We have been called by him. We have been, and as we answer his call, then he chooses the ones that continue to choose him. And so thank God that we are up this morning. We are up in him inside of this watch.
This call will be recorded.
We are up with him inside of this watch. Amen. And just thankful to God for the call into this space and into this place in him. You know, as believers, as disciples, we are called into following Jesus. It, our responsibility does not just stop at accepting him. The accepting him is that's the initial, but it's, you know, we have to continue in him. It's just like someone knocking, us knocking on a door, and then someone opens the door and we just stay right there. We never cross the threshold and we never begin to go into. So the accepting him, we accept him, but we are called into following him. And so once we accept, we got to step into. We've got to follow after. We must continue to pursue. Because this lifestyle, we've been called into what? A lifestyle. This lifestyle requires choice. And choice requires us to be mindful. And us being mindful requires us to be intentional. So this is not something we do by chance. Somebody say today, I can't hear you, but somebody say today, we do this by choice. this lifestyle, this relationship, this covenant, this fellowship, this communion with our God, our Father, with Jesus, with Holy Spirit. This is not by chance. This is by choice. This initiative was set forth, but it was a choice to be able to now say, I am going to participate. And then you could have participated maybe one day, maybe two, maybe seven. But because of now the resolve and the commitment to this covenant, I choose daily. Made a choice. I think you all are what, on day maybe 55 of this. And we just finished it up at the poor. There was a daily choice to stay committed, to stay connected to this. And so in that, then the spirit of it begins now to overtake us, not just doing it out of duty, not just doing it out of rote, because God is spirit and we are made like him. We are spirit. And so it's the spirit that gives life to a thing. It's the spirit that gives life to us personally. It's the spirit that gives life to a thing. And so then when now the spirit of prayer, the spirit of seeking begins to overtake us, now there is a hunger that is on the inside of us. There's a thirst that only he can feel. No substitutes, no supplements, only he can feel. And so this lifestyle is based, it's choice. It's choice driven. And so this lifestyle must be fashioned after his design. We must learn how to and be comfortable with taking off and laying down, picking up and putting on only what he approves. You know, when you think about style and you think about fashion and you think about garments, you know, when we're getting clothed or dressed, we have to, what, when you're trying things on to see how it fits you, how it looks on you, how it falls on you, the appearance of it, we got to be comfortable with taking off and laying down and picking up the next thing and putting that on. Well, in this lifestyle that is fashioned after his design, we must take on that same mindset. We must become comfortable. We cannot become frustrated and aggravated when we may want to, we may think something is fitting. And the Lord says, no, take that off. And not only take it off, lay it down, lay it aside. I don't want you, you know, when you go to the store, you know, Marshall's and some of the other places, they have a little thing, you know, you can specify, like, this one I want to keep, this one I don't want to keep. You know, he says, listen, put that in the lay down pile. We're not coming back to that. We're not going to revisit that. So we have to take off. Could everybody please mute your lines for me? We have to become okay with taking off, laying down, being willing to pick up and to now put on what he approves of. It's about his approval. It's about what he has sanctioned. It is about now a life of consecration to him, the things of God. How many know we belong to God? And so it's not just about the things of God being consecrated, but us. We belong to him. So it's about our life and our lifestyles, our life and our living, how we fashion our lives, the pattern after which we shall live. It must now be approved, sanctioned, consecrated unto him, approved by him, shall I say, and consecrated, separated, set apart unto him for his use, for his glory. Amen. And so we must come into agreement. We must live a life of agreement with who and with what God approves. I'm going to say that again. We must come into agreement and live a life in agreement with who and with what God approves. That agreement makes way now for us to be able to come into alignment. And alignment is important. But where there is no agreement, there will be no alignment. And agreement is the foundational thing. It's important because where there is no agreement, there is access to another thought. Where there is no agreement in us with the thought of God, where there is no agreement in us with the desire of God, with the purpose of God, with the will of God, with the way of God, then there is access for another thought to enter, for another thought to reside, for another option, for another way. So agreement shuts the door. It does not give access to another, to a strange voice, to a different voice, to a different way. And so we got to understand that agreement, we have to bring our will into agreement. We have to become okay with living a nevertheless. And listen, that not my will, but yours be done. But now I'm beginning to say, your Lord, but make my will your will. Allow my will to come into agreement with your will. That is now where we begin to shut the door to the enemy. We begin to shut the door to other thoughts and wayward thoughts wanting to run around and run rampant on the inside of us. That gives access. The Word of God tells us that sin, look, it crouches at the door and it's just waiting for an opening. It's waiting for any little crack, any little space. It's like water. If it's any way for it to get in, it's going to get in. I mean, water going to find a way. Water and roaches, my God, today. But listen, so we are agreement with God. It shuts the door. It seals the cracks. It does not give access to another. John 14 and 30, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, those that have by choice chosen to follow. There was a call, but then there was a choice to answer the call. He says to them that the prince of this world is coming. He cometh, but he has nothing. He has no thing in me. He has no claim on me, nothing he can use against me. And so, in other words, Jesus is saying also there, he has no agreement in me. The prince of this world, who is our enemy, because he's the enemy of our Father, he's coming, but he has nothing in me. He has no agreement in me. There is nothing in me that agrees with him. There is nothing in me that is out of agreement with my Father, that the enemy can now come and lay claim, bring claim and accusation against me. So in Amos 3 tells us, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? So unless we come and continue, listen, we come into and we continue to come into, but we have to, there's a posture that allows us to continue to come into agreement. Come in, God, whatever you, as you continue to reveal, as you continue to unfold, as your word continues to bring light to things in me, I am in agreement and I continue to come into agreement. Why? So that I can continue to walk together with you. Remember, we have to follow, not just accept. We are following Jesus. And so that means now we got to be able to continue to walk together. I don't just come part of the way and then stop. So I'm bringing myself. I'm bringing my will. I'm bringing my thought all under subjection so that it can come into agreement. And so that is bringing us even fully more into God. That word in, the print, he finds nothing in me. How can two walk together except they be what? In agreement. And so in is the way, it's a path to be into, to allow you to come into something. And the Word of God tells us in John 15 that we are to abide in him. abide in him. We're to abide, and inside of the abiding, now we are able to receive of him. There's no break. There is a flow. There is a divine connection that only deepens, that only strengthens. And then there is a flow that is present that enables us now to, because we are in him, we are able to receive of him, and now we are able to produce as him. Amen? Produce as him. And so that word in brings me to, it makes me think of the word immersion. Immersion. You know, we live now in a time where technology is very prevalent. And technology in and of itself is not an evil. Technology allows us to be able to engage in this world in a different way. But there is now, you have immersive experiences that have been made available by way of technology. And so at its core, an immersive experience is really, it surrounds a person inside of like a simulated or an enhanced setting. It's simulated, but it enhances this setting. Often what it is able to do, it triggers like multiple senses simultaneously. And so it fosters this sense of presence, like you are right in the midst of what it is you are observing. It puts you like you are. It fosters this sense of like you being right in it. And so there is an involvement and a connection that is beyond that of traditional media, of how we sit and we watch something. And so you can do this by way of, you know, the goggles and all the different things that they have. But an immersive experience describes the perception of being surrounded. It is a perception. It is a virtual reality. It is an altered reality. It's an illusion. So it's a perception of being surrounded by and being a part of a different environment that is outside of our normal, you know, day-to-day regular comings and goings. So I just want to make a note here that when something is man-made, this immersive experience that's being created and done by technology, it is that man made, and it gives a perception of. But what God now has made, and the process that God puts in place, and what God calls us into, is it's reality. It's not an illusion. And so one of the things he invites us in to abide in him, then we have what immersion. It's for us to now come and be immersed inside of God and the things of God. And so listen, we've got to be able to go under so that we can come into. We've got to be able to go under before we can come into God, before we can come into the way of God. And when we go under, you know, they say go under the water. But what is that? That is symbolic of something. That is not, you know, immersion is about us really being able to bury the old, where it's an act of dedication and reception of the word of God, the will of God, the way of God. And so when we are immersed, whether it's being immersed in water, being immersed in the word of God, being immersed in the spirit of God, we are rededicating ourselves to God. We are rededicating, recommitting ourselves to God's purposes. We are saying we're coming fully into this environment. We're coming fully into now this experience. We're stepping fully into this place that you have called us to dwell in, to abide in. We're going to now, listen, be immersed in this so that now we fully surrender and we submit to your way. And in doing that, the immersion is we're burying the old. We're breaking agreements We're breaking agreements that have been established. We're tearing down altars that are based on these agreements, altars that have been erected. We're tearing them down. We're dismantling them as we break agreements with the enemy. Even some of these agreements, we've just done them with ourselves. But when it's out of alignment with God, then we become the enemy. And then we begin to now rise into our true identity in Jesus. And so this agreement, this alignment, it is imperative for our forward progress, our forward development and maturation into our sonship with the Father. Because when things are not in alignment, we are not up under the flow of God, the move of God. Think about a car. When we go and, you know, when you typically get new tires or get a tire replaced, they tell you you need to get an alignment. You need to get an alignment. Well, you know, I don't know about you, you know, times, years before, not now, but years before, I'd be like, man, I don't spend enough money on these tires. I don't have time to get an alignment. They're just trying to get more money, you know. But when I did not have that alignment, I'd be doing my steering wheel one way, and honey, the tires are trying to go another way. Wait a minute. And so that is what will happen in our lives if we are not in alignment with the Father. He will be directing one way, and we'll be veering off in another. So, Father, we thank you today. I thank you today, Father God, that you are so mindful of us. You are so mindful that you have left. You have given us everything that we need, oh God, pertaining to life and to godliness. God, not just to life itself, but the life that you, Lord God, have called us into, the type of life that you have made for us. Jesus came that we might have life, and that we might have it to the full, that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. We don't have to try to create abundance. All we have to do is abide. All we have to do now is come into a place of agreement. Hallelujah. That will lead us into a place and a position and a posture now of alignment, that we would be in agreement. Father, we first today, God, we bring our wills. We bring our wills and we lay them before you today, oh God. We bring, Lord God, these souls, hallelujah, that house our temperaments, our personalities. It houses, Lord God, experiences and things that we have encountered, oh God, in this life. Father, it houses memories. It houses reflections, both good, bad, traumatic, painful, joyful, hurtful. Father, we bring our souls before you today, oh God. We lay our souls before you, good shepherd. You said in your word in Psalm 23 that you will lead us beside the still waters and restore our souls. We come before you today. God, even the word water, as we dealt with immersion. Father, you did much by the water. You did much with water. God, as you lay us beside the still waters, we pray that your water, let the water of the word, let the water of your presence begin to wash us, begin to wash us, begin to wash away residue that is there. God, there are some things that we have released. There are some decisions that we have made. Lord God, there are people that we have forgiven. Lord God, many of us have forgiven ourselves. We have forgiven grievances, Lord God. We have forgiven, Lord God, betrayals. We have been forgiven, Lord God, where people have missed the mark in our lives, where we have missed the mark. God, there have been release, but Father, there is in some areas, there's residue. There's residue. It's, Lord God, it's like it's been released, but it's still there. It's still lingering. It's still in the system. It's still, but Father, I pray today that you take your water, Lord God, the water of the word. Lord God, as you lay us beside that still water, Father, may that water begin to not just wash over us, but may we go in and may it get in us and may it begin to go into the areas, Lord God, where there's residue and begin. Lord, I thank you for the pathway, Lord God, for it to leave us, for it to leave our souls, for it to leave our memories, Lord God, for it to get up out of our subconscious, Lord God, for it to, Lord God, leave, Lord God, our systems, Lord God, so Lord, it no longer, Father God, is able to, we're no longer able to be triggered, oh God, we're no longer able, Lord God, we no longer live under, Lord God, that thought. We no longer, Lord God, live under the power of that thought in the name of Jesus. I pray for the restoration, Lord God, of our souls. I pray, Lord God, that as we are laid out before you, Lord God, as your people, Lord God, are before you in this time, Lord God, of intentional seeking, of intentional communing and fellowshipping with you and in you, oh God, not just with you, but in you, oh God. I pray now, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you breathe again, that you breathe again. As you wash, I thank you for the breath of God breathing into us again. You breathed into us, Lord God, in the beginning, and we became a living soul. Father, I pray now that you breathe again into your people, breathe again into your creation, that the breath of life, that you did in the beginning, that you do it again, oh God, that these souls will begin to live, Lord God, and live unto you in the name of Jesus, not live out of the pain of memory of pain, Lord God, or any other thing that we don't even have to hold on, Lord God, to the memory of just past victories and past triumphs. Father, you have new things for us, for in you all things are made new. So, Lord God, we thank you that you make all things new, and we make the decision to follow you forward in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that as this clearing is taking place, as this cleansing is taking place, oh God, that it is, Lord God, allowing us, Father God, to come into full agreement with you, Lord God, that, Lord God, that we will be able to say that when the prince of this world, that when the enemy, when the accuser comes, he will have no claim on us. He will have nothing. He will find nothing to be able to use against us. His accusations, his accusations and the arguments that he was able to be able to use in times past, they will fall flat. They will have no more merit, because they are leaving our lives. In the name of Jesus, he will not be able to find any agreement in us anymore. There will be no place for him to stick. There will be, hallelujah, Father, and we thank you now, hallelujah, that we begin to know truth, hallelujah, in those areas that you are making us to know truth in our inward parts, hallelujah. Make us to know truth in our inward parts, Father, because your word declares that it's the truth that we know, and we shall know. Know the truth, and we shall be made free. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the truth. Hallelujah. You are the way, you are the truth, and you are the light. Thank you. Hallelujah, that as we live in your way, hallelujah, that you are bringing us into truth in every part, in every area, in every space, in every place, and we know truth. Hallelujah, and we are free. And we thank you that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We thank you for liberty. We thank you for freedom in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that your people, we, your people, are free today. Thank you that we are in agreement. And we continue to come in agreement that we are in alignment and we stay in alignment, God, that there will be no detours, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We will not be wayward, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we stay on the straight and the narrow path which leads to life. And we thank you for your light that is with us on this path, that it lights the way before us. Hallelujah, that you are within us and you are lighting us up on the inside. Hallelujah, that there is revelation
revelations, that there are revealings and continued revealings, Lord God, of who you are in us and who we are in you. Thank you for the full immersion. Thank you, God, for bringing us further and deeper into, Lord God, the dimensions of who you are, hallelujah, and who we have been made to be in you and with you. Thank you, Father God, that we have buried the old, God. Thank you, Father God, for agreements, Lord God, that no longer serve us, Lord God, that they are broken, they are destroyed. Thank you for altars, Lord God, that are dismantled and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for holy altars, Lord God, with you and before you being erected. Thank you for your fire that is on those altars, Lord God, that they burn in our hearts, Lord God. Thank you for holy fire. Thank you, Lord God, that our lives become a threshing floor for you, O God. We thank you for this, Father. We thank you that you, Lord God, hear us, that your ears are open to our cries, Father, and that you hear. Hallelujah. And thank you that because we prayed according to your word, God, that you are watching over your word to perform it. I declare today, oh God, that there shall be a performance in the life of your people. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. That manifestation, Lord God, is taking place at the speed of our faith. I thank you that manifestation, oh God, is taking place even now. That you have already laid up, that you have already established, that you have already predetermined, Father, we are walking into it. We are laying hold of it. We are possessing it. We are embodying it. We are embracing it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you all for this invitation to come and to be with you today. What an honor it is to be. Hallelujah. We are a body. And so it's always an honor. It is always fitting for us to be able to come together. Amen. To fulfill the purposes of God. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for praying. I know you all were up under me praying with me. And so I just want to open the line for a moment. If there's anybody that has anything that you want to share in connection with the teaching that went forth today or the prayer or both, I'm going to open the line now for your feedback.
Amen. Good morning. Here, I just want to thank God for with God and what He requires. And lived in North Florida, and he got on via, and he had a lead, and he put on social media, "Hey, I need y'all to pray. Don't ask any questions, just pray." And so I called them, and I told him, I said, "You cannot rob the people of proper agreement. When you ask for prayer, first of all, you're opening yourself up over the entire world, where many people don't want to see you thrive. So some of them are not praying for you to receive what you want or what you need from God. But then for those of us who are really about being in alignment and being in agreement, we understand the power of agreement. And so if somebody's asking me to pray and you're not giving me intel or you're not giving me what it is that you need me to come in agreement, me personally, I'm more than likely not going to pray, because I'm not going to come in. Me coming in agreement with something anonymously can pull me out of agreement with God. And so I thank God that you have helped us to understand the submerging and being submerged in God, so that we are totally in alignment and totally in agreement with Him, because it is very possible to slip out of agreement when you're not completely submerged and when you're not completely sold out to Him. And so I thank you for reminding us of the intentionality behind drowning in God, drowning in His presence, drowning in His will, drowning in His way, drowning in Him totally, being completely sanctioned, connected to Him who is the life source, so that we're not even unintentionally swayed out of agreement with Him. And I just thank you for letting me share.
Jason, please.
Amen.
Grace and peace. It's Prophet Zaporia. I thank you this morning. I thank God for the poor from the poor. And this was a very sobering, synchronizing session this morning. I thank God that this session, this word, this poor, this part that you have given us from the Lord, it is to synchronize the very life of the believer that brings alignment, to synchronize our spirit back with God's spirit, to synchronize us, that we, in every area of our life, we come back into alignment, we come back into harmony and flow and oneness with God. And that's what I could sense, the oneness of God in this lesson and in this synchronizing session. This was a synchronizing session and lesson this morning of oneness with God. Oneness in spirit will produce oneness in mind. Oneness in spirit will produce oneness in life. Oneness in spirit will produce oneness with His purpose and bring us out of vacillating the things of old and push us and bring us into the synchronization with God. As God moves, we move. As God speaks, we speak. And what He tells us to do, we do. But we also do it as He would do it Himself. And I thank you so much this morning for your pour. It was really, really synchronizing. It was a synchronizing session, a synchronizing lesson. It was very, very direct, very effective. And I'm grateful this morning to be able to feast on this word. It's really hitting for me. It's resting for me. It's nourishing. It's sobering for me. And I thank God for your prayer this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I wanted to come. This is Apostle Ava on this morning, and I definitely wanted to come and also say I'm echoing the same sentiments as Prophet DeMarcus and also Prophet Zaporia on this morning. God is one voice. And yesterday morning we were talking about governing our inner world, and one of the first things that we talked about, what we've been talking about, is alignment and agreement with God. You know, we've even been saying, I agree with God. And I had so many thoughts when you were talking on this morning, but one of the things that I was thinking about, even when Prophet DeMarcus was talking, was how we don't have an awareness, and sometimes that's the reason why we don't agree. It's almost as if there's certain things that we've created a pattern around that immediately when those things are said, we're not aware. We're just, we're in this loop. We're in this autopilot, so much so in that particular area that we've already, our inner world has not, it's just not in agreement in that area, but we're not aware of it because we practice that so much. And I see it, you know, a lot of times, you know, when I'm going to give you an example, for instance, when we are in the mindset of poverty, we have a poverty mindset around certain things. And so when anyone says anything about money, already we're just not in agreement. We've allowed the number that they said, we've allowed even us just mentioning giving, it just stops us, and we just don't come in agreement with it, and we refuse to do that particular area because we already are, we practice that pattern of lack so much that our inward world, our inner world, just doesn't come in agreement. And so, you know, I was just like, we have to practice just yielding, like even just being aware of how much we yield to God on our, in our inner world. We have to practice that, just always yielding, always saying yes to God, no matter what he's asking us, no matter what he's daily, just yield to God. Just even, you know, even when he's not asking anything of us, just being yielded to him as a posture every single day. And I just loved everything that you said on this morning was so God. It was so in agreement with who he is as our God and who he is when we read his word. So I also want to say thank you for just being in covenant with us, for always being, you know, a pillar in our ministry and in this family of God that we have, always being there to assist us. Anything we need, you all are always there, and we appreciate it so very much. I love you. We love you. And thank you, PPI, excuse me.
Thank you, Apostle Ava. I love you all as well. Thank you for entrusting us to be able to come and share. You know, I understand the responsibility of, as a leader, and who you allow to release in. And so we thank you. We are thankful to God for this covenant that we have. You all are our family. And thank you all for just confirming the teaching and the prayer. May God be glorified, and may we continue to be edified and equipped and built up in him. Love you all.
We love you back.
Amen. Glory to God. This is Apostle Fash. If there is not anyone else who would like to share at this time, we're going to go ahead and say our announcement and release the line. We thank God for Pastor Inger. Thank you for joining us this morning and giving us that powerful word. We thank you for that. We thank God for that. So we have a few announcements. Our announcements is, of course, we want you all to join us again at 12 noon for our continuation of our 60 for 60 initiative. Also, we will be having, on March 6th, we will be celebrating our, well, I call him my Uncle Prophet, but our Prophet, Prophet DeMarcus, will be celebrating his birthday and also his going away celebration. So we're inviting you all out. Apostle Ava has all of the information. I believe she said she's going to release it on our website where you can get the address. We all know that there is no particular dress code, but his favorite color is blue. So if you would like to, you know, celebrate by dressing out in the color blue, we do invite you to do that. Also, you can find our 60 for 60 recordings on our website on stmiami.com. You can go back from the beginning. We don't have all of the recordings there, but we do have majority of them there where you can find our recordings. You can find the recording from today, but just give us 24 hours to have it uploaded for you. I believe that is all the announcements, Apostle.
Don't forget there is Encounter Mornings on this Sunday,
Encounter Mornings. March 1st is the first Sunday of the month of March. Can you believe we've already entered into the month of March just that quick? This is the last week of February. Now listen, this Encounter Mornings is going to be a little different. This Encounter Mornings, training is in session. Now, we always teach, right? But this is going to be training on this Sunday, and we are going to be focusing in on spiritual mapping. Intercessors, you want to be in the house. You want to be there. Amen. Because I'm telling you, this is going to be something that is going to be a benefit. Even if you're not a part of Sent Miami, this is going to be a benefit not for not only your church, but your region, your area. So we want you to be there. We want you to be on the ground, because we are getting ready to, on March the 1st, we're getting ready to open up our training facility to train intercessors in the area of spiritual mapping. Be in that room on March the 1st at 5 a.m. Guess what? You still have time to go to your church. You will still have time to go to your church on Sunday. So we're encouraging all of you to be in the house on this Sunday, March the 1st at 5 a.m. Training is in session.
Awesome. I'm excited about that. I hope you are too. So we love you all. And we'll hear you back here again at 12 noon. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.